B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jay in Kentucky. Hello, Jay. How you doing, buddy?
Anthony, I'm doing great. Your show is really the best because of your passion.
Thank
I'm 70 years old. I grew up in Philadelphia, lived out here in Kentucky for the last 50 years. Big Eagles fan. I have a top five underdog guy.
That's awesome.
Louis Giamona. You remember
wow.
Louis?
Yes.
Special teamers under Dick Vermeil. I think I'm doing this all from memory.
Well, but, right. He was Dick Vermeil's nephew.
Yes. So I'm sitting here thinking while I was on hold, and I said, in the old days before internet, which I think is now great because I can listen to you guys all day, in the old days I had to go out in my car at night in my driveway and listen. I could only get you guys at night on my car radio, and I don't know why that is. Somebody explained that to me one time in the old days. You can look into that. But people sat in their cars at night because your car radio could pick up AM radio that other radios in your house couldn't pick up. And so you'd eat sandwiches in your car.
Yes.
It was really great. So I had a couple other things written down real quick. I know it's lunchtime. My earliest Eagles memory was Van Brocklin over the Packers. I was real young, and I didn't follow the Eagles really. You know, I was too young almost. I was only 10 maybe. But I remember that game, and I remember everybody in my neighborhood getting excited, and I didn't even really know why, but I knew Van Brocklin and the Packers, and they beat them. And my favorite players growing up were Tommy McDonald and Pete Retzlaff, and I know Pete just passed away a little while ago. And my earliest worst memory of the Eagles as a kid was trading Sonny Jurgensen for Norm Snead.
Wow.
So I had all these things written down. Thanks for giving me the time to run through those here in about a minute.
You got it, man. That's
but I'll try and call you guys more often. I'm still working every day. I'm a financial planner, and I have my own office and everything. And
what part of Kentucky?
We worked every day through this pandemic.
You're on the front lines of this stuff. I mean, you see the type of
hardship. Well, people want to know what's happening to their money.
Of course.
They want to know what's happening.
Yes.
And we're doing video interviews now, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'd want to get a new client doing that, but, you know, clients that have been with me 20, 30, 40 years, they're all glad to see you on the video or not on the computer. So that's pretty cool. So
yeah,
we'll continue
man.
To do some of that. But we love your show. Your show is heads above everybody, and I know I thought about this for years. Like, why is your show so good and your passion is so good? You're really one of the lunch pail guys, and I don't mean that insultingly, but you are a lunch pail guy. We love you. I mean, I wear a suit and tie every day, but I consider myself a lunch pail guy.
Of course.
And man, you're the best. I mean, everybody understands you, and you seem to understand everybody. And that's so rare in this day and age where people are trying to get commercials in and get the most callers and get this and get that. But you don't seem to care because you care about the person, you know, and that's how you come across. And I know you know that. But
well,
I
really appreciate it. I mean, you made my day. You really did, man. Thank you, Jay. You really did. I'm not worthy of that, but I really, really appreciate it. Very, you made my day, Jay. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Mike in Cherry Hill. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Mike? I'm sorry, Frankie in Westchester. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank!
Thank you for the pulpit. Andrew, I won't curse. Shame on you, baseball. Shame on you, you arrogant, narrow-minded, ruthless, bleeping, exuding malfeasance bastard. You have no pulse as to what's going on globally. Unemployment's almost at 14%. Some people don't know where their next meal's from. My office manager had to jump through hoops, plead and cajole to get a small business loan. Colangelo's dad was right. They don't care about us. Baseball has emulated its commissioner's arrogance, starting with that J.O. Bud ceiling. Oh, I hate the feet. So you know what?
Face.
Bleep yous. Curling's my fourth sport. It's not bye-bye, Miss America. Bye. It's so long. Baseball and apple pie. Best time, my ass. It hurts, but I'm done. Thank God Manfred's name doesn't end in a bow. I become violent. Thank you, guys. You inspire me. God bless.
Thank you, Frankie. Manfred. Is there a bigger clown running professional sport? A league. Yet another one. They come in with one fool after another. Rob Manfred, Tunis.
Yeah, say what you want about Gary Bettman. I mean, Rob Manfred's taking the seat as the worst commissioner of the four.
Why does the NBA, how come Adam Silver is brilliant? I mean, forget about Goodell. I mean, it's an idiot-proof business that he's in. You can't screw it up.
Right.
So you can't screw that up. Now, when it comes to Manfred, how many times are you going to screw it up? And it's a short tenure. It hasn't been that long. It's amazing. How bad. Oh, let's go to Sonny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sonny. Sonny boy.
Hello.
Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
What up? Hey, son, what's up, man?
What's going on? I need sports back. Killing me.
Yeah.
I don't care what form it is, what sport it is. I just need Philly sports back. But this baseball stuff, that's really got me going. I was all excited coming back for sports, and then, boom, this hits me.
I can't even fathom it, man. In the middle of what's going on, how can they be fighting right now?
It's crazy. I'm out here working. I'm driving, listening to you guys, and I hear this, and it just, whoo, I don't even know what to say.
Right. It's insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. It's completely ridiculous that during this thing, they would actually fight over their share of the pie publicly. You got to work out a new deal or whatever. But you're going to do this publicly? And, all the alerts, all the news is going to be, they're going to fight this thing through the media. They're going to fight it out in public. And while the public, A, is already used to not having baseball. Look, I know how much I agree with you. I miss it. I want it back like you do, Sonny. But let me ask you a real question. If they start playing basketball or hockey, are you really going to miss the Phillies?
Oh, not a chance. Not a chance.
I mean, I love the Phillies. But,
don't get me wrong, I do.
Right, we love the Phillies, but if they're not going to play baseball because they can't come to an agreement financially, you know what? Go to hell.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
There's people out there risking their lives, and you can't go out and play a game of baseball. The game you love and the game we love to watch, why even do it?
I hear you. And listen, it's not about safety. I don't understand. If you feel like you're in peril, don't play. It's your right. But just don't argue about who's getting the bigger share of the pie. Right.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
Sonny, thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. You hang in there. VG on the text board. Here you go, Tunis. VG says, these MFers, this country has a morale issue and dealing with a terrifying pandemic. If it's safe for them to play on the damn field ASAP, get on the field and play. Do the country a solid that lines your pockets for generations. Think about it, right? It would do the country well to have a sport back. It really would. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how long the KBO is going to last, quite frankly. I don't know if you saw, South Korea has had a recent spike.
Right.
So, how they play it, if somebody tests positive, they get shut down for 3 weeks. So, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But if they can figure out a way to play here, then you play.
And if you don't feel safe, then it's okay. Like I'm not going to bash anyone who doesn't feel safe.
I agree.
But if you are saying I'm not playing because I'm only going to make 10 mil instead of my 20, then I have a problem.
Yep.
And you know what? For the reliever that maybe only makes 1 million, maybe they find a way to still get that guy his contract, even though a million's a lot, don't right? Like, I'll take a million in a heartbeat. But, I don't know, maybe you work it out for some guys, but the guys that are making $30 million and are on the top of the payroll, I'm sorry that you're only getting 15 this year. Deal with it.
Ridiculous, right?
Ridiculous.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout, and we'll take you away from baseball, and we'll give you some football. That's coming up. We are going to go back in our 12:20 flashback to Eagles Steelers. It's Eagles defense week. And believe it or not, there was a game in which the Eagles defense tormented Ben Roethlisberger. We'll go back to that game coming up next in our playback. Now listen. Let's talk about tomato pie. Yeah, tomato pie. Nothing more tastier, simpler than the tomato pie. The great crust with tomatoes, and the dusting of cheese, olive oil, and all that. What a goody, great snack. I love it Sunday mornings, and I love it from Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, because when it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, my go-to guys since 1924, the Corpoli's family's dedicated their lives to serve the highest quality tomato pies. Now, they got four locations for your convenience: Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. Now, the beauty, when we do the show, when we were doing the show out and about, we go to Norristown at the great Corpoli's Bakery right there in that shopping center, and you go in, the wafting smell of the tomato pie, it's the greatest, man. Hits you. It is just absolutely delicious, and they have it perfected. They've been doing it forever. Have your event catered by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how great the food was, perfect for any gathering. Desserts are ridiculous. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, my go-to guys. See more at corpolisbakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I love the 12:20 playback. The highlight of my day. That KBO at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, damn right about that.
Screw you, creepos! Screw you, MLB! I got KBO! Those guys don't care. Anyway, let us go back. My favorite time is the 12:20 playback. So this week is a fun theme. Last week we did the Phillies and the 08 World Series run, which was a blast. This week, it's Eagles defense week. That's right. Some of the memorable Eagles defensive performances. This one, yesterday was the body bag game. This one's a little bit later on. It happened on a steamy Sunday, September 21st, 2008. Week 3, Lincoln Financial Field. Jim Nantz, Phil Simms on the call. The Eagles had 9 sacks. They tormented a young Ben Roethlisberger. Let's start. Steelers on offense. After that, Tony Hunt, Penn State running back, fumbled for the Eagles on their first drive. They were going all the way down. They drove all the way down to Steelers 25. But Hunt fumbled. Early in the drive, the Eagles tackle Willie Parker for a loss. And listen to the name they point out during a starting lineup on defense.
And Willie Parker's been over 100 each of the first 2 weeks, coming off that broken leg late last season. And fast Willie running hard. It's a second and one for the Steelers. As Parker met before he gets all the way back to the line of scrimmage. A loss of a yard. The Eagles defense, the only team in the league last year without a defensive touchdown, but they had one Monday night on a fumble recovery of a Romo fumble. Their first in 19 games. And the secondary, again, anchored back there by Brian Dawkins in his 13th year out of Clemson.
Ah, isn't that great?
I miss him so much.
I know. The Eagles defense, the secondary anchored by Brian Dawkins. It is 13th year out of Clemson. Look at that.
Still had a couple good years left in him.
I miss Nantz, don't you?
Yes. Oh, my God. I mean, we missed the tournament.
I know.
And the quick turnaround of the Masters.
Yeah.
We got robbed of, in my opinion, the best of Jim Nantz.
I agree.
He's good at football. Don't get me wrong. Him and Romo are great together.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Romo great. Master, yeah. Or Romo, Nantz Masters and then Nantz Tournament, nothing yeah. better.
Tournament Nantz is awesome.
Yes.
I agree. And Master Nantz is ridiculous. All right. So the Steelers drive all the way to the red zone. They got a key 3rd and 4. The Eagles bring some pressure, force a field goal. Take a listen.
They were 5 for 5 against Houston week 1 in the red zone. 1 for 1 last week. Now facing a 3rd and 4. Oh, here they come. Again. Shoulders the hip. Fires it incomplete. That was Quentin Michael coming in on Roethlisberger quickly.
How about that? Jim bringing the heat. Bringing a cue. Q blitz. Eagles down on offense. Down 3-0, not for long. How about this big play? 5 to Kevin Curtis on a 3rd and 16.
3rd and 16. Let's see what McNabb's arm looks like. Pressure from behind. A lot of zip on that one. And picks up the first. That's Baskett with the catch. Didn't look like anything sore right there. 20 yards picked up. First down in Pittsburgh territory.
No, that was borderline terrific. It really was. It was twice now, 3rd and long. The Eagles, they're not looking just to throw it short and punt and play field position. They're sending receivers down the field to pick it up and goes a little to the side, which is I wish he'd do more of. He throws it beautifully when he drops his arm down.
And he's now 10 for 10.
My bad. It was another stiff.
10 for 10.
It was Baskett. Right. My bad.
Hank Baskett, baby.
Who would you take, Baskett or Curtis?
Curtis.
He's your deep threat.
I'd take Curtis over Baskett.
I had a Kevin Curtis jersey.
They both stunk.
Yes, they did.
But they were typical Eagle receivers.
Yes, they are.
All right, later in the drive, B. West got hurt. He stepped on one of his own players. So in comes Carell Buckhalter. Take a listen.
This is the 13th play of this drive. First down for the Eagles. McNabb looked in zone. Goes underneath instead. Buckhalter at the 10. Hit the 5. Hurdles. And in
for the touchdown. What a job by Donovan McNabb. He wanted to throw it in the end zone for DeSean Jackson. And when you can throw the football hard like he can with power, sometimes you take a chance. But no, he comes off of it, and look what happens. You get rewarded with a touchdown pass to a running back.
All right. Now let's get to the real reason why we chose this game for the playback. Yeah, Steelers on the Eagles 33. They get all the way down there on their second drive. But then Jaquay Parker sacks Big Ben. Now, unfortunately, who was ever running the sound for CBS never turned on the mics for Nance Sims.
I'm sure that didn't go well. Whoever his boss
so
was.
So nobody heard the sack by Jaquay Parker. They only saw it. Three plays later, you saw and heard a sack by Broderick Buckley.
First down, play action. Roethlisberger steps up, and again he's dropped. That was Broderick Buckley who got him by the ankles, and that will not be a sack. He got it back to the line of scrimmage.
Tom, you got to gain yards, or it is a sack. The Steelers were just anxious to get their play-action pass game going so they could throw it down the field. They've tried it quite a few times today, but they can't block the defensive lineman long enough.
All right, Jim, it was a sack. That makes it two sacks early, and two plays later, it's third and three. And since he couldn't hear Jaquay Parker's first one, he gets another. And a strip sack and a fumble.
If the Steelers don't start blocking the blitz, their quarterback's going to get hit a lot.
Third down and three.
They come again.
And Roethlisberger loses the football. Recovered by Philadelphia. That is Broderick Buckley with the football. Knocked loose by Parker.
Jim, when it's good, you keep going to it. Another blitz by the Eagle defense. Nobody blocking Michael as he comes in and makes Roethlisberger move, and we get a fumble.
Man, they just ate in this game. So the fumble sets up a field goal. Eagles up 10-3. We're still in the first half. Steelers' next possession. Ben gets absolutely swarmed by that Omar Gaither and Jaquay Parker. And then the very next play, it's Trent Cole who goes haunting. Listen to this.
I got one of those on the way for you at halftime, Sims. A little cheesesteak. As we see the Steelers from the 24.
Said it with anger.
I just want to see you eat something unhealthy. As Roethlisberger is taken down by three Eagles this time.
Boy, this is really something. This first half, the Eagles offense, like I said, but this defense, it's just... Guys are fighting to get over and get the sack. So many defenders are getting to Ben Roethlisberger and hitting him. The Steelers, they got to keep the back, the tight end, keep them in so they can block the pass rush to give Ben Roethlisberger just a chance to throw it down the field.
He has been sacked, Phil, four times in his last five pass plays. The flag down. He goes down again. Flags all over the place and a face mask on the way.
It's offsides and a face mask.
By the way, even with the face mask penalty, the sack does stand for Cole. So that's five sacks by that Eagles defense over the last six pass plays.
Oh, that's outrageous. Five sacks in six pass plays.
That's absurd.
Right? They were just eating.
Could you imagine being Ben Roethlisberger? He's probably looking at his line like, yo, guys.
Help out a little bit. But the face mask makes it a first down. So now it's first and 15 for the Steelers. Ben finally gets some time from his line. He takes a shot deep to that Nate Washington. This time, it's the secondary, which makes a play. notably that Asante Samuel.
1:59 to go in the half, and fully loaded in the timeout department. Roethlisberger airing it out in a double coverage for Washington, and it's pulled down by the Eagles. That's Asante Samuel. The former Patriot has his second pick in a Philadelphia uniform.
They got him double covered, but Asante Samuel, we saw it so much with the New England Patriots. Tremendous ball skills. They say there's not a day that goes by that he does not intercept at least one football in practice.
They say he looks like he's going to pick off every pass that's thrown his way, and he does just that right here.
What timing?
Yeah, he was an incredible space corner.
So,
if you get a chance to watch him play, man, nobody broke on a ball like Sam.
So yesterday, we did the Monday, the Weekend Five, and you asked who were your three favorite defensive players in Eagles history. Asante Samuel is one of my three. Because he was finally the free agent that worked.
Yes.
Right? Like, think of the amount of terrible cornerback play that we have watched since early 2000s. Now, you had the Lito and Bobby Taylor days and Sheldon Brown. But post Asante Samuel, it was really just a disappointment, especially with the Asamo signing. So Asante Samuel is actually one of my three favorite defensive players in Eagles history.
Wow.
Wow. In my time watching.
Wow. Asante. That's awesome, man. He was a great player. He really was. Unfortunately, Eagles get a pick, but McNabb gives the ball right back to Pittsburgh.
Minute 42 to go in the half, and the Steelers could be getting the ball back with a chance to do something if they hold them here. And more heat, pass picked. Picked at midfield by McFadden. Brian McFadden chased out by Poyer, but not until he moves it inside of the 40. Lawrence Timmons, back-to-back plays, applying pressure on McNabb.
Wow, Lawrence Timmons is a good player for Pittsburgh. All right, so now Steelers get the ball back. They're trying to drive, trying to get some points before halftime. Omar Gaither. Another blitz by Jim Johnson. He sends that linebacker, and he gets home again.
Talking to Ben last night, what about that shoulder?
Hey, it's just this simple. He had a sprained shoulder. It is a separation. It's just not severe. So it's a play on words. A separated shoulder by a quarterback, your throwing arm sounds bad, but it was really something he could deal with.
So first down with heat, and again slung down. Omar Gather with the sack this time, and Roethlisberger having little chance to even improvise. Violent toss to the ground on a loss of 7 and another timeout, Pittsburgh.
The OG, Omar Gaither, he was a good friend of Mr. Tony's.
Oh, is that right?
Tunis, yes.
So,
we used to go out with Omar a lot.
Oh, that's nice. How was he as a person? Good dude?
Yeah, he was a good man.
So I made sure to leave in the Ben Roethlisberger injury report. He had a separated shoulder from the previous week. And they let him get sacked 8 times.
6 times in the first half, man.
Yeah, that's when the offensive line goes, all right, listen, our quarterback's banged up. We gotta play our you-know-what's off.
He just went after him. Jim Johnson just sending the heat. Eagles up 10-6 at halftime. They force a 3-and-out to start the second half. But Donovan was banged up. 5 got hurt in the first half. And who trots on the field? Kevin Cobb. KK. It didn't go too well, that first possession.
McNabb never did come out for warm-ups to get ready for the second half.
When he came out to the sideline after that flea flicker, he was rolling his shoulder and bending backwards, and you could tell it was just more than a shoulder injury.
Kevin Cobb has never thrown a pass in his NFL career in the regular season until now. Ball batted in the air, and Polamalu almost got there. But the Steelers think they have it. That was off the fingertips of L.J. Smith and off a vicious hit. It was batted in the air. Challenge flag is out. Andy Reid's already thrown the red flag.
Holding on the field stands.
Here you go.
Philadelphia is charged with the first timeout.
Wow. Incredible diving interception by Troy Polamalu on Cobb's first pass. All right, Eagles forcing three out on the next drive, and that was really the story of the third quarter. Both teams can't score, so we jump ahead to the fourth. The Eagles starting to get to Roethlisberger again. This time, it's Darren Howard for sack number seven on a third and seven.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. Defense has been the story here, especially the Eagles. And Roethlisberger has taken a beat. Steelers at the Eagles 33 and a third and seven. Again, no time. He actually stepped into more pressure and a flag down. Darren Howard, but one to wrap him up this time.
Holding, number 74, offense. That penalty is declined. It's fourth down.
That takes him out of field goal range. Willie Colon.
Oh, boy. Willie Colon has no chance. It was going by so fast, he couldn't even grab him to pull him down.
Wow. They were just ridiculous. Eagles still stoned on offense, so they punt back to the Steelers. Now, it's a third and six. This time, no sack, but Big Ben tries to get away, and Trent Cole quickly wraps him up to force yet another Steeler punt.
As Coach always said, you got to be able to drive a Cadillac and a used car. Today, Ben's driving a used car.
Still time to upgrade, though. 13 minutes. Roethlisberger not able to get away. Boy, and he escaped. Trent Foley might have been able to run for that first. Looked like enough open room.
You know, Jim, that's what's been so impressive. When he does get away, he can't escape. Look at the Parker down the field cover. Nobody open. Where are you going to throw the football? They don't even know where they're running to. They're too busy looking at the quarterback. Is he in trouble? Should I look quick?
Wow. But same story for the Birds on offense. They can't do anything. Defense continues to take matters in its own hand. First, Sav Rocca. Remember him? The Aussie?
Love Sav.
Sav Rocca pins the Steelers deep in their own zone, in their own territory. Then on a third and 11 from their five, the Eagles forced Big Ben to drop back deep, flush him into his own end zone.
Only picked up first on third down 2 out of 10 times. And it's deafening as Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, applauds. Miller lined up, flanking the quarterback to the left. Noel DeMore on the right side of Roethlisberger. Will they get to him again? That's a pass. If it's ruled a foul, we're still waiting. Is it going to be ruled a pass or a fumble?
After last week, they're going to wait.
Now there's a flag thrown like it's intentional grounding, which would be a safety.
That's what it is, intentional grounding. Trent Cole on the pressure. Looked like Roethlisberger was going to get out there, but once again, the speed of the defense doesn't allow him to make plays outside the pocket.
There was no eligible play in the area. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. The play results in safety.
There you go.
Safety! Oh, the crowd goes, nothing better than safety. That might be the best play.
Non-traditional play?
Yeah, don't you think so?
I like a four-point play in basketball. Like the dramatic four-point.
I go safety over four-point play.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen as often.
Yeah. And it's such a momentum deal.
In fact, get the ball right back.
In fact, they should change. Of all the rules, safety should be worth more than 2 points. The safety should be worth 4 points.
I'd be in on that.
You doubt
yeah.
that?
But you also get the ball back.
Yeah, but more than two. You should get more than two. You're a safety. It's hard to get a safety.
Oh, you know what? I like the 2-point conversion returned. which is a four-pointer. That you never see.
Yeah. I like the safety four-pointer. I would change that rule. Eagles up 12-6. But, man, the offense is a slog. They used the safety to drive down and catch a field goal. Take a listen.
Hines Ward helped break that up, prevent the interception. Is it too early to think four down territory?
No, no. If you don't get this, you punt the football away.
Yep.
You get the two-minute warning and three timeouts.
Third down, 15. Ball knocked out of the hands of Roethlisberger. Looks like the Eagles have it. As Brian Dawkins, who knocked it out of Roethlisberger's hands, Philadelphia football, and it's Dawkins with the recovery.
Well, the pressure never stopped, and the Eagles never flinched. They didn't get nervous about the tight game. They just kept blitzing.
All right. Dawkins. That sack on Roethlisberger knocks him out of the game with a wrist injury. In comes Byron Leftwich. Remember him? Another matching quarterback. Steelers drive all the Eagles 13. But on third and one, the defense attacks again, Tunis.
Leftwich. He feels the pressure now for the first time and is taken down.
Run your field goal team on the field and kick.
I know you love this play. I don't know why teams don't adhere to this.
The players are over there going kick the football. I see them making the motion.
You got to get two scores anyway, and it's fourth down.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm a big believer in that, too. Just kick the field goal. It's fourth and 10 at the Eagles 23. They don't do that. Mike Tomlin keeps the offense on the field. Here it is for the game.
You cannot make this mistake. You have to kick the field goal.
This is what we saw with Washington earlier in the season.
First
a couple
game
weeks
of the
back
year.
Against the Giants. Leftwich's throw is short, and the Eagles are going to win it. I don't get it. I just don't understand. When you know you need two scores, you're going to need a field goal. You're going to need to recover an onside kick.
It's a mistake. And I saw players making the motion, let's kick the field goal.
How about it? There it was, brother. Eagles defense. They tortured Roethlisberger. Jonas.
The point where Byron Leftwich comes in the game.
That was awesome.
I liked Byron Leftwich with the Jags for a minute. Replaced by David Garrard.
Yeah, I did too. I thought Leftwich had a chance. Out of Marshall.
Yep. Big body, you can move a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like,
I always
right.
like those Mac, watch those Maction games.
Yes, love Maction.
Yeah, man. All right. Speaking of watching games, how about a doozy? How about we go to San Fran? Let me tell you something. One of the great trips, great cities in America. Is San Francisco. Eagles, San Fran, this year, first week in October. Let's do it. Thanks to our friends at Philly Sports Trips. That's right. Vince, his wife Liz, and Bob Cav, all the great people over at PhillySportsTrips.com. They're going to take you on a trip with us. We're going to have a blast. We're going to go to San Fran. See a great city, party with other Eagle fans, go to the game at Levi Stadium. It's going to be incredible. What an amazing trip. Now, I did the trip last year to Miami with PhillySportsTrips.com. It was amazing, just absolutely amazing. They cover everything. Everything's done with class while keeping the price extremely affordable. Join me and tons of Fanatic listeners and friends as we take over San Fran to watch the Birds play the Niners. And if you can't make the San Fran with me, you got to check out their trip to Lambeau. I may go on that one, too. Tunis, come on, man. I may drag you. That's one of your bucket list deals. Philly Sports Trips handles every detail. Air, hotel, also tailgate with Philly Foods by Cavs Catering and great seats with other Birds fans. Go to PhillySportsTrips.com. That's PhillySportsTrips.com. And don't worry. Your deposit will be 100% applied to a future trip if anything changes. That's phillysportstrips.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right. Welcome back. Beautiful day. 60 degrees. Gonna get warmer, Judas. That'll be the true test of the social distancing when the warm weather comes, man.
Yeah, it really will. A buddy of mine just texted me. When do you feel comfortable going out there to throw the ball around? And I'm like, come on, dude. You can't put that on me.
Wow.
You know.
Like, I think about certain things like that, too. Like, is it that bad to have a catch? Like, you know,
exactly.
I do my kids. But is it that bad to have a catch?
Like, I can have a catch and just never touch my... Like, we're far enough, right? We're not within 6 feet throwing the baseball. But I just don't touch my mouth at all or my eyes or my nose when I'm playing with the baseball until I get home and wash my hands. But I don't know, like, God forbid, right? My wife works in the intensive care unit. God forbid I have it and I'm asymptomatic and then he gets it, right? Yeah, like, that's the kind of stuff I can't risk.
I admire you because that's exactly what the deal is. I mean, you know, you got people, you might have a loved one who's either older or perhaps that who you live with or perhaps their immunity system isn't what it should be.
I mean,
there's a lot of autoimmune diseases out there. So, I think it's smart. But, anyway, the warm weather is coming, so that'll be nice. So we'll look forward to that. But will the warm weather bring with it baseball? And this has been we've been talking about during the show today, which is the return of baseball. In case you missed it, Major League Baseball put out a proposal. The owners came through it, and they had a proposal that would include 82 games. It would go through October. So the playoffs would be in October, not November, because they're worried about a fall spike of the virus. So it would be mostly regional. So travel will be limited. You play at empty ballparks. There would be a universal DH. The rosters would be 30-man rosters plus a 20-man taxi squad. So you're allowed to have a healthy taxi squad in case something did happen. And the last thing on the proposal by the owners was that they also said they wanted a 50-50 split in revenue. And I put that out there. Now, earlier, with the loss of games, they came to an agreement with the Players Association for a decrease in pay. Now, with those games being played in stadiums with no fans, they want a further give back from the players. And, of course, the Players Association, they don't go for it. And now it's becoming a sticking point to where ESPN headlines. Will we have baseball or will it turn ugly between the players and the owners? And so here it is. They're questioning whether or not it would turn ugly. And who loses out but you, the fans? But even more than just losing out from, you know, the squabble over the pie is the insensitivity by both the owners and the players that they would have a public squabble over what is left of a billion-dollar pie when this country is in economic crisis. And so today, I wanted to illustrate what real people are going through today. Those people who are working at supermarkets, who are delivering your packages at home, who are nurses and doctors and police officers and people out there that are necessary. We always talk about the word essential, right? Well, the people that are truly essential, that keep us churning, keep us and this country churning. I wanted to illustrate what those people go through. And those people who have lost their jobs, the scores and scores of people, the people that are have the gig work of the waitress and Uber drivers and bartenders and restaurant owners and small business owners that haven't drawn a paycheck, that are in economic distress, while these heartless, greedy, just despicable people argue publicly in a public forum about restarting baseball. And which should be something to celebrate and help foster this country out of despair and take our minds off of it. Instead, they're arguing over millions of dollars when this country faces economic ruin for so many. It's not right. Tunis, it's not right. And I got news for you. You know, we are now 6 weeks into a season that hasn't taken place yet. And I got to be honest with you. I love the sport, but I don't think people miss it. I think they're used to being without it. I don't hear the hue and cry and the clamor for baseball.
You heard it opening day weekend, and that's about it.
That's right.
Right? So, yeah, we put out a poll regarding it. The poll day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today, and it's on at 975 middays, running till the end of the show tomorrow. We want to ask you, have you been able to live without it, and can you continue to live without baseball? 54%, this isn't a big enough number, 54% say, I need baseball back. Just 46% say, I'm okay with a year off.
Huh.
Just 54%, Ant.
I don't think people miss it. I think people miss the idea of it, but I think it's not one of those things where you can't take away football. If they don't play football in the fall, we'll be, and the leaves start turning on a Sunday, you don't think we'll be crying in our pumpkins?
Oh, that's going to hit home for a lot of people.
Right? But baseball? Let me ask you a further question off this poll. What if NHL and NBA extended their seasons through the summer into August? Could you do without baseball then?
I'm sure there are people that could. I think people would love having three options, but I think people would be okay if it was just NBA and NHL.
Right. I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people go, all right. Let's be real here for a second. We love the Phillies. It's obvious. I mean, we spent all last week reliving the 08 World Series.
Right.
But, I mean, what joy have the Phillies given you over the last, I don't know, 9 years?
Oh, man. Eric Kratz and Freddie Galvis hit back-to-back home runs for a walk-off win.
I mean, seriously, like, what do you miss? Like, what would you miss over the last 9 years of that team?
Nothing, really.
I mean, why? You listen to Gabe Kapler's news conference?
Yeah, going to the ballpark.
Right. You know, other than just, you know,
that, playing, those numbers right? went down.
like baseball, right? Like, you know, I love it. And, you know, I love the Phillies. But if we're going to be real about it, you know, can you live without them? Yeah, probably.
I would cry. I would curl up in a ball.
I know you would.
But I'm sure you're right that there were, I mean, I could put out another poll. It could be the second poll. Would you take NHL and NBA through the summer, but you lose baseball?
And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that would say, yeah, listen, we love them, but if you're going to hold us hostage and you're going to be that insensitive, I got to tell you, they don't play. Right? Like, you become spiteful. At least I do. When I hear them bitching and moaning, oh, we're risking our lives. Really? Well, how about the dude that's got no good? He can't even find gloves as he's unloading his boxes at the supermarket, the Acme.
Right.
And you know, that guy?
We had the caller yesterday that mentioned that he's getting hazard pay and he feels bad for all the people that are without jobs. I mean, there are people that are fortunate to have jobs, but they're not even getting hazard pay. Like, that's still a problem in the country that a lot of people are like, whoa, I'm still working, like, a job where I'm in the thick of it, and I'm still not getting hazard pay. That's a problem.
Right. Right.
What, do the baseball players expect even more? Do they expect hazard pay?
It's outrageous, right?
When you
think about it, I mean, it's completely outrageous.
You know, there's people making $10 an hour who are just happy to have a job, but they're not getting the extra $5 or $10 an hour because of what's going on.
I know. And yet, these guys bitch and moan, and they're going to have a public fight. A public fight while you're scrambling to pay bills and defer your mortgage payments. Think about that.
Yeah, it's crazy, Ant.
It really is. It's disgraceful.
By the way, just want to mention that show recap is brought to you by Deaton Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
All right, it's 104, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.